Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all, we more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
move out on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
Go ahead. shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and mastering. Video production. Website. Graphic design. EPK. Artist development. DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
For hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Buzz Radio, what the fuck is up? It's Brian, yay, yay. And once again, the damn sound effects ain't working. So I'm about to throw this shit out the window. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, welcome to True West Radio, man. Brian, you know what I'm saying? If y'all listening online, give us a call, 323-642-P97. We got Rev Ali in the building. We got Sweetie up in this motherfucker. We got 86.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
What's happening? New member to the crew. We got Julia in here. We also got another caller from the 318. 278. Who this? Who is this? We'll sit you in the corner for a minute then. What's going on, y'all? What it does on this Friday?
This
shit.
I don't do the cold weather.
Bye. Cold weather getting to you, huh? I ain't mad. Shit. I don't know. It's only cold when I go outside.
Yeah. That's why I ain't going.
Well, it's just a transition. See, if I got to go to the waterworks, or if I got to go in there and grab me a brew or something like that, then I got to run across the driveway real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the house to the studio, from the house to the studio, or vice versa, you know what I mean? So that's when the cold is, but it really ain't that cold. Not like it's been like in the last week. You know, the last week, it was like around this time, it'll be about 42 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, my skin, I guess my skin just too black.
I don't want none of that. When it get up under 65 degrees, I ain't even trying to be outside no more.
musky. I think my skin is too black. It don't like that cold. But hey, once again, I say it's better than it being a honey in summer.
That's true. Well, hell, it's like you get the lesser of two evils. Here, hell, it's gonna be one or the other. And sometimes it'll be 45 one day, and it'll be 85 the next day.
Yeah, what up?
Oh man, just got off that damn job, man. They trying to work a nigga today. I'm telling you, boy, I'm an old ass nigga, man. I'm an old 52 nigga, boy. I'm telling you.
coming
out of that LA, boy. They just don't understand. They be like, you from LA? I be like, yeah, man. I said, man, shit, that fuck. I said, LA fucked my whole life up.
Yeah.
It showed my whole life up, but I got some real G's out of there though, but that's about it.
Well, you know, it kind of messed me up too. LA messed me up, but then it also made me way better. You know, just for the simple fact, if you could watch your back in LA, you could watch your back anywhere.
Anywhere. Well, yeah, we provide them streets, though. They don't understand them killing fields, boy. I be like, motherfucker be shooting. You be standing at the bus stop ready to go to school. A nigga gets shot right next to you.
Yeah.
They don't understand that 80s stuff, man. I be like, man, please don't bother me. I'm nice now, but if you push me, you in trouble.
Man, I done died so many bullets. Got hit by a couple of them.
Ooh.
You know, it'd be like, whew. I mean, don't get me wrong. I respect everybody from where they from and all that. But
nah,
I believe
too.
If you could survive in L.A., you could survive anywhere.
Y'all want to know what scared the shit out of me as a little kid?
Yeah.
Because I know it be going down in Houston sometime, but Houston is generally a nice place and it's nice people here. But when DJ Quick made that song, and you know, mm-hmm. he was like, they wanna be like Compton and whatever.
Yeah.
And he said Houston, and he was like, it's just like Compton. I was like, oh no. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we gotta move.
Well,
yeah, Houston is. I mean, you know, shit. Mostly, you gotta understand though. Mostly, everybody from that live in California, they ain't from California. They from Texas. They from down south. You know, all the people I hung out with, my best friend, his family is from Texas. I know him since I was 5 years old. His whole family from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Down here in Los Angeles.
But you know, the thing about it is what Quick was talking about is like when you go to all of these different cities, you know what I mean? You start seeing a whole lot of that city from your city. You be like, damn, it's kind of like a little mini South Central right here. And hell, there's fools everywhere.
I'm telling y'all, that scared the hell out of me because, you know, they be telling you things. You hear about it. Oh, Los Angeles, Compton, this and this and that. And I heard that song, I was like, and I was a little kid, I was like, man, wait a minute.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like Compton. I mean, it's a whole lot of places, especially nowadays.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying, most people from L.A., from Texas. So that's why it's just like Compton.
Just like Compton. So it's a whole lot of places that you go to and you start realizing, like, you know, because I remember when I was young, I didn't give a damn what city I went to. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, nigga, I'm from South Central. You know what I mean? So I wasn't scared to go no damn where. But it's a few times reality had to hit. Like, damn. these niggas just as rowdy as they are then, out here than they are in L.A.
Right.
You know,
we all
mean?
The same. We all the same damn near. I mean, shit. That's why I got my southern accent from my family that was down here in Texas. I was hanging around them so much, they talked that southern accent. I end up with one.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never been to Texas.
Wow.
Now,
that
happens to a lot of people. Just, I don't know why, but I don't know. That happens to a lot of people.
This show,
a lot of people say that. And y'all homeboy was in K-9.
Yeah.
He sound like he's from Texas.
All of them, shit. We came up in those hoods. That was from the South, man. We from L.A., but we had no idea that we was talking country until I got about 22. They was like, "Where you from?" I said, "L.A." They said, "Damn, nigga, you got a southern accent." I said, "Really?"
Well, you know what's wild?
One time we interviewed him. And I asked him about that because I think it's him. He go hard in the paint. That's what we say.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
a lot. That was like, especially in the 90s, that was something that they said tough. And other people would ask you, they were like, "What the hell are you talking about?" So when I heard him say that, I was like, "Where are you from?" And he told me the whole story.
You know, it's like my little brother and my little sister. They moved to Atlanta when I think she was 13. I think he was about 9 or 10 or something like that. But my little sister, she's still talking. Now she's 30 something, and he's 30. He's older than my son, so I think he's about 36 now. My little sister about 40. And she still talk like she's from Cali. But when I talk to that motherfucker on the phone, "How you doing down there? I'm about to go down to the mountain." I say, "What the fuck you say?"
She still talks to people a lot that's from California probably.
She sound like she's from Cali. That nigga sound like he was born and raised in Atlanta. And me and my son was talking the other day, and you know, when I went to Atlanta, when I first went to Atlanta, he'd been to Atlanta the last time he went, you know, I used to say shit, and the motherfuckers in Atlanta go, "Say that again?" And they'd be laughing like a motherfucker. He'd say, "You talk proper." I'm like, "I talk proper? What the fuck you mean I talk proper?" You know what I mean? But they said the same thing to him. Said, "We talk proper." I'm like, "Shit. Go and talk to some of them white folks in L.A. You'll see what proper is."
Mm-hmm. I think it's just that culture we from. I think all of us got it. I think we all got, you know, southern down south talk. I think we all got, you know, proper. We could talk proper if we want to. We people alike. Shit, that's why they scared in this world. So these niggas and these niggas, and more if all these niggas come together. Ooh,
well,
y'all in trouble.
Natural thing. People naturally, like they say, babies cry with an accent. Like when they first come out, like after a couple of days, babies cry accent. So even when you're a kid, you pick it up wherever you're from. So
I like
you
that.
Spain, you're going to talk like people from Spain, or you from the South, you know, like me. I'm going to always sound like I'm from the South. Even when I speak correctly, my mom and they love it. They be like, "You can't keep talking like she white, y'all. Listen to her."
Yeah.
I don't sound white.
I like what you just said, Sweet Pea. She said a baby cry with an accent. Ooh, boy.
Wow.
Hey, I'm going to use that. I'm going to use
wow.
that, Sweet Pea. And if they steal it, they got it right here from True West, Sweet Pea, right here. You stole it from her.
Motherfucker. Because I read a bunch of shit. I don't know if it's an accent or an actual dialect, but they do. And another thing too, even you should know this, because you into animals and stuff, you know, that's a dog. But I can tell when my dog is barking versus the other dogs barking around here. So like every time we go walk the dog and I hear him bark or something, like I go run to the door because I know, I'm like, that's my dog.
Oh, yeah, your dog bark. You definitely know that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's something that I seen on TV today. Okay, so check this out. You got a dog. He a puppy like a motherfucker. And we talk English to our dog. How do the fucking dogs know Spanish?
Because they be talking to
him. Because they be talking to
him. How the fuck he know what it means?
Because they keep saying the same thing, and then like us, when we talk to our dogs, they don't know what we're talking about, but we keep saying the same shit. Dogs feel energy. They feel your energy first.
When I tell
my
dog,
what you
sit down and shut the fuck up, it's sit down and shut the fuck up.
That's right, because he know what you mean.
Now, what if I say it in Spanish? If I say it in Spanish, it's a damn chihuahua. That motherfucker seems like it should know the Spanish more than it do the English.
Unless you've been speaking it to him. Fuck ain't gonna do shit if you say it in Spanish.
when I go in the house, I'm gonna tell her, say it, I say, and see what she do.
See, I have to say. I mean, she might. Shit, but you probably gotta snap your finger and point down. Because
yeah,
that's how they do it, you know. But the dog is there to do whatever you want. The dog wants you to live always. If you tell that dog to go get your gun, shit, if he could, he going to go get it for you.
Well, see, my dog, the whole thing about it is, if I just look at her a certain way, she'll sit the fuck down. She'll be like, I ain't fucking with him.
Yeah. Them
I just
love humans,
her.
Man.
I look at her a certain way, and she just sit down and just stay right there. And she won't move.
Yeah, man.
She won't move until I say, all right, you can move.
They like your food.
Woof.
Damn,
I've been sitting here for about an hour.
If your dog, a cat, a rabbit don't run away, that means they like what you feed them every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had this dog every six. You could put motherfuckers used to put my dog in their pocket. Be like, all right, I'm gone. I just see her ears sticking out their pocket. Put my goddamn dog down.
No,
that's how little she was.
Trying to take somebody's dog.
Nah, they wasn't gonna take it. They just be bullshit. They be like, all right, scratch, I'm out. Them motherfuckers have my dog in their coat pocket. But you just see the ears sticking up. You don't give me my dog, nigga. They be laughing and shit. Hell yeah. Well, man,
my next dog, can't nobody play with it. Because now that this dog is big, everybody be ignoring him. And he be acting an ass. He be acting a damn fool. But that's because all them people used to pick him up and shit when he was little, like I first showed him to you. And now they don't fuck with him. So when I get another dog, ain't nobody touch my dog.
I hear you. Oh, wow. Come on, telephone. What you doing? I hear you going on, baby. Well, yeah, man. It's cool, man. We went through a whole new true year. And by the way, Rev, good looking out for paying your debt. Muchly appreciated.
Oh,
the only thing it's going to do is go straight to the damn radio station anyway, so, yeah, no. It's all good.
You
like
ain't
got
to say ain't no thing.
And I don't know where Julia at. She old here somewhere, but she ain't saying nothing.
Oh, my bad. I'm right here.
Hey, what up?
What's up with it?
Oh, Chilly JoJo, what up, man?
Can you hear me, cuz?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, shit. I've been talking all this time, and I was like, can't nobody hear me? I don't like this shit, man. I need my number to pop back up.
I'm going to tell you what the people said. They said it's something to do with T-Mobile and Metro PCS.
Mm,
yeah. It ain't them. They said the company said it's not them. They said it's T-Mobile and Metro PCS. It's something that they fucking up and doing.
Yeah.
So if you got one
of
those.
Yeah, but what I don't get is, the thing is, it's a 323 number. So what is
exactly.
The fucking problem?
That's what I told him. Because when I hit him back, I said, it's a phone call. You know, he said, I don't know. It's something to do with Metro PCS and Sprint. T-Mobile.
Yeah.
But then, at the same time, I got T-Mobile, and they said don't do that when I call on my phone.
Yeah, they mad. They just mad. They see a way that we can communicate.
I don't know.
And they want to shut down.
I got Metro piece of shit, but I got a 213 number, so it shouldn't be no problem at all.
Right, exactly. I think it's like Metro piece of
that's
shit.
That's like the whole company is having a problem, though. It's not just the phone number, it's the area codes. It's their network. It's something wrong with them.
Yep,
that's but it's wrong with Boost too, because my station is the network. Like I can't call out.
Well,
nobody can call in.
Yeah, that's crazy because, but I'm calling my homeboys. That's 323 numbers and they go right through.
Mhm. Yeah, because I think that because Foxy had that problem. But when Foxy called, I just told her to stay on the line. They ain't gonna charge you. She stayed on the line. And she got through. But
now it's not letting you get through. That motherfucker just said it and it cut you off talking about, we're sorry, this is not carried by this network and hang the fuck up on you this time.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
what it does.
Well, they need to contact their service and see what's going on. I'm like, they calling a fucking phone number.
I don't care if you got a phone,
and you trying to call a number, you ought to be able to call the damn number as long as your phone is on.
That's right.
I can see it is
because
overseas number, but it's not.
Yeah, but at first, before, you know what I mean, like it let us through the first two times. It was talking about it's going to charge you extra on your carrier. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I got unlimited minutes, so why are you charging me for anything?
Right. Yeah, but that's why I thought that these cats was getting some money off us, asking for some money. Like, wait a minute. We done been on so
I'm
long
about to go
and y'all trying to get some extra money out of motherfucker or something?
No, but I'm about to switch over to Cricket, nigga, because they got the free HBO match and they give you a free Sam's Club card. Hello.
I heard that shit.
How do I get the business?
Yeah. So, Julia, what's going on? What you working out like over there, girl?
Oh, nothing. I was just working on something, and I pushed pause to come in and kick it with y'all for a minute.
Oh, okay.
This is Buckethead, right?
Yeah.
Buckethead.
Okay, so, you know, I gotta remember the name. Okay, all right.
Well, she said, I'm going to go home and do a project. I'm going to do a project tonight, so... I'm like, well, goddamn. Shit.
I think you're going to like it, too.
I wonder who's going to get their tattoo first out of you two.
Him.
Oh, I'm getting mine blasted on my back, so I got to get brave. Or, you know, better yet, I know what I'm going to have to do. Them motherfuckers going to have to put me to sleep. I'm just going to have to wake up with that shit on my back. I'm just saying. I want to wake up. They're going to be like,
hey,
well,
matter of fact,
yeah.
We're going to get you drunk off of call you a cab.
Oh, hell no. I ain't drinking no more.
And when you wake up, your whole body be blasted. We have you tattooed all over.
Hell yeah. Who do I leave on 24 TV? What it does?
What's happening? True West Radio. It's your brother, Buddha Ali's on 24 TV. Hustlers never sleep. Budai Promotion, man. 2022, we finishing the first year of the week, man, on Blog Talk. Most Dangerous Radio on Blog Talk. Y'all already know what it is. True West Radio. Yay, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, yay.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's why I love. See, when Buddha come in, he put down the whole little thing. He just didn't say the Oklahoma, Texas saw. But see, I keep
Hey. Hey, what was the name of the first black actor that got a Grammy?
Sidney Poitier.
You know your past today, right?
Yeah, rest in peace in Sidney Poitier. He made a whole big difference in a whole lot of us black folks, even though
what,
we didn't know who he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he passed today, 94 years old.
Yeah.
What happened?
He passed natural causes, but you know what I mean?
Bro, if we could live to see 94, that's a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, my favorite movie was The Long Ship, where he played the Moors conquering Spain.
Oh, yeah. He was on
okay.
the night. All right,
check this out. Okay, hey, check this out. Everybody, you guys are next to your phone, right?
Yep. Are we on the motherfucker?
Oh, no. I need you guys to Google this. Google
what?
Space movies 1992.
Space
and tell
movies.
Me what comes up.
I ain't fucking with you.
Come on, cuz, just do it, cuz. This shit was, when this nigga told me that shit, I must have fell out laughing, but I felt some type of way, but fell out laughing.
Gay niggas from outer space.
That's what it is.
I'll see thrill of horror mystery or something.
For real, nigga.
It's like gay
it
niggas from outer space.
It didn't come up on my phone.
Y'all need some whiskey?
They showed me Rajon Rondo.
Oh, Lord. That's wrong. Stop being wrong. We'll take this out. We're going to jump into a couple.
You didn't do it. You need to go do it.
Huh?
You didn't do it. You need to go do it so they might show you something.
Well, what the hell? I want to do it for y'all. Just tell me what it's saying. Good Lord. Like, man, you got to check it out for yourself, though, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he got a mohawk. You got to take the mohawk out.
Oh. Y'all crazy as hell, Ward. Y'all actually went and looked it up. That's good, though. You know what I'm saying? That's family participation. That's all I got to say. Excuse me. Well, give us a call. Y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. I got to get in one of my favorite songs, man. I'm going to play this motherfucker. This should be banging like
about to go run around the block again?
Oh, nah. Nah, I ain't running around. I done ran around the block enough. I'm cool. Anyway, True West Radio, man. Let's get it in.
Monkey was a monkey, monkey was a monkey, right your face, my back stroke, man, the man can choke, monkey was a monkey.
have no illusion. They don't tell me now. I don't fuck with vagabonds.
You know I don't fuck with them funk leeches.
Transforming like Decepticons.
I'm Optimus Prime Cobra.
I'm out of space and so far gone.
On my mothercraft.
I am not a human, I'm just an alien.
Welcome to California. Oh, no, it ain't no glamour and lights here, baby. This is straight underground, you know what I'm saying? The land of the Crips and Blood, the SA, all the way from the Diego to the Bay, from Venice all the way up to Palm Springs. We do the goddamn thing. So you know what? When you come out to California, you better watch yourself because you might not go home.
California! Go state, no doubt. If you drip, it's like you stick, you get a gun in your mouth. Carjack, bang, don't wrapped up in a twist. Let you know, California ain't all good shit. Sunshine, blue sky, though it's a school take food. From Diego to the Bay, niggas quick to do you. Bad hoes, good blood, it's the land of the thugs. Niggas down, keeping it real, get nothing but love. California, the motherland of Crips and Blood. Big cars, big house, big ass, big drugs. Wild West, West Coast, we be turning it out. Up north, through central, all the way down south. Fifth state, you can even say the land of the great. No small time shit, we moving big time way. From state to state, niggas wonder how we do it. Cali niggas stay true to it.
California, no time to party.
California knows how to party.
I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep
running, 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 running.
I don't walk, the world simply moves beneath my feet as I travel and proceed from point A to point B, and bless my royalty upon those who surround me, because they inhale the words of which that pass between my teeth when I speak. But it is not the world, it is my seed, because they all look up to me and wish to be, and so I preach and then they shun me to the side, like the son of the father who died and carried on my legacy with pride. So can you hear me clearly? Apparently not, or else you fear me. Can't you see, like after B and B4D? Or is it because my eyes stay red like base heads on 420? You don't believe that the words that I speak could ever be worth any. Well, my mind is 900, the world is only 450, and my tank is on empty, I'm running on pure envy. So it's apparent someone hates what I have to say with much interest. It seems again the future has failed to go as I planned it. Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep
running, running.
You play back in the Maybach, I lay track like A-Track, ASAP, been like this is way back, A-Dash, right wave like wave caps, me and my day ones in state camp. As I lay these shadows and overcoming these battles, my attitude is never lateral, I spiritual magnitude, inspired the radical, tactical, manifest the supernatural, I will remain powerful, I meditate, regenerate for an hour full, taking these steps like I'm ladder proof, this one's magical, killing these rappers in every avenue, discipline, still doing drills like a power tool, using this gift till I catapult, rolling up spliff tattoos on my battle wounds. Ain't shit changed but my attributes, mechanical, psychopathic, passed straight from the avenues with attitude compatible or capital success. By interest, I'm raising the altitude. Passion I include, pursue, opening views of my music visions, enhancing my new revision. Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do.
walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep
shot out of cannon, trajectory damage planets. I'm savage, no need to ravage. These average rappers outlandish. My mind's inception, no half stepping. Best come correct when you in the presence of the Lord. Bless us, get the message. I came to get it, my frame fitted, the shuttle's lifted. Heavenly gifted, you see class, I'm Lorenzo Kidded. For what you wish for, no need to list smoke. Before you wake up one day carrying the devil's pitchfork. I sure can't kill cancer, definitely not AIDS. But what if my words can pierce through and free the slaves? Joshua to Jericho, Mandela to motherland. I'm something terrible, hot as Sahara sands. I bring pestilence on the vocal track, I am prolific. You making moves, but cannot pivot, you do not live it. My raps are black and gifted, better get lifted. Crush your rap style to powder, cut it up and sniff it.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep.
Remember that, remember that.
Be the chief, but that ain't nothing but an idiot. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not tripping cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to king, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. A loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head. I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head. I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTVs on your banners and shit. You don't have no song, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or a record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass, niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
welcome, welcome to the true, true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch, DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loke. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet. And we back with it.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood. My girl Sweet Pea.
What up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo,
what it do, my nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that. None of that Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet Pea with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need high gear, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wally.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
West Radio, Brian, yay, yay. Punk ass motherfuckers, counterfeit, boy. I think I know what's wrong. I swear I'm gonna throw one of these things out the window. I know exactly what it is. This shit's supposed to play every time. But anyway, True West Radio, Brian, yay, yay, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Let's see. We got DJ Hev Love. Rev Ali. I love when I hear Rev Ali because Sweetie, that just smacks right with it. We got 86. We got Buckethead Julia up in here.
sugar.
Fuck it.
Oh, shoot. We got JoJo Loco. We got Buddha Ali on 24 TV. Now, look, we're going to try this again because we got two people from the 318. That's Jula area code. Anybody from the 318, who is this?
Rasta.
Who?
Rasta.
Rasta. What's up? Welcome to Q.S. Radio, bro.
That's buddy, I'm just listening to y'all.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, what you enjoying everything right now?
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh yeah, man. We just sit up here and chill out, you know what I'm saying? Listen to some cuts, talk a little trash, a little shit, or whatever you wanna call it, and, you know what I'm saying?
Well, a little
trying to brighten up people's day, man.
Let me hit this Jewish record.
Huh?
Jewish record.
You want to hear Julia rapping?
Record.
Oh, okay. Well, I played one a few minutes ago, but I'll play another one. We're getting to another. We got another 53 minutes left, so I'm gonna make sure I play another one for you. It's all
okay.
Good like firewood, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to.
What about heartbeat?
Huh?
What about heartbeat?
Oh, she got a heartbeat. What, she got a song called Heartbeat?
Yeah, that song already on YouTube.
Oh, I don't have that song.
I'm going to have to send it to you.
Yeah, damn. Okay, well, shit. Yeah, well.
It's so
bizarre.
It is so bizarre that a man asked for a song called Hardy. That, hey.
Oh, well, hey, send it to me, and then maybe next time we can play that one. I ain't got that one, though. That's something. I guess he was like, I ain't gonna send you that one yet.
She married to him. She was in the other shit. She might well go send it. How much did you give the dope? I don't know.
Hey, y'all, man.
She's why I love you.
Oh, my God. I'm out of all that. I'm just over here, you know. Why I drink that? Okay, if I put myself in time out, then everything gonna stop. How about that one?
I think I'm going back in time out.
Oh, you're going back in time out. Go stand in the corner then. Put your ass in the corner. That's, you know what? See, people put themselves in the corner when they know they gonna do bad or they doing bad. They be like, let me go get in the corner.
Real Ali been talking for the last 10 minutes, you know he's going to own me.
That nigga Real Ali won't get in the corner until I done put confetti in the corner like the last few days. Every time confetti show up, I put his ass right in the corner.
He going to go to sleep anyway.
Yeah. He going to go to sleep.
Ali?
It's not like 5 a.m.
No, confetti. Confetti the real soldier. I put his ass in the corner all the time.
Yeah.
It used to be JoJo. Cause JoJo, this nigga be at work sawing wood and all that shit. It just be loud as fuck. I'm like, get your ass in the corner.
JoJo is the only motherfucker I know to do a radio show on a skyscraper.
Wait a minute. What we call that nigga? Bob the Builder?
Bob the Builder.
Yeah, I was Bob the Builder for a long time.
This nigga could be working on the house or some shit. And this nigga JoJo be on the roof trying to be on True West Radio. Get your ass in the car. Wait a minute. Or that nigga be somewhere. Oh, them niggas shooting down the street. Nigga, I'm sitting out here in the front. Dogs barking and shit. Get your ass in the corner.
JoJo got an area view.
JoJo was everywhere where it was loud, so he always got pushed in the corner. Yeah. But see, now y'all know how to put yourself in the corner. That's the good thing. Y'all know when it's loud, y'all got to, you know what I'm saying, compensate for all of us. Well, y'all ain't got nothing to say.
Hey, I know.
Just listening.
Thing I can say, I used to be in a whole lot of bullshit.
I'm not saying anything. Okay. Wait a minute, we had to put BP in the corner for singing what was that nigga name? The little gay boy name. Nothing like that, y'all. But what's his name? Kevin Campbell. Remember he was singing that shit? It was like the nigga was in the mirror, like just holding. You know, when you be singing and they be holding their fists? That nigga was really into that shit. That's crazy as hell.
Kevin Campbell going up because everybody's singing that song. They still recording videos.
Was it like on them little TikTok videos and all that shit?
Yeah, they got a Can We Talk challenge. You ain't seen it?
Oh, man, you know I don't be in all of that.
It's over a million videos out there of people singing that song. Even celebrities started doing it.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to let my dog do it. All I got to do is take her face, and I can move her jaw for her.
Nah, these people singing.
Well, I'll get somebody to lip sync for her. Or sing the song and she lip sync to it. Mr. Edward, what up, man?
What you doing, everybody? Shoot, just now tapping in on the late show, trying to filter all my calls, man. Behind schedule for the day.
Oh, that's right. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I got to have heart surgery next month. I went to the doctor today, but it's going to be all gravy, man.
God
bless you, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep
going,
man.
I got to have heart surgery next week, nigga. I ain't going to sound that calm. I might not even be on the show.
Yeah, you is. You're going to sound calm. You stress yourself out. Your ass going to be like goddamn Fred G. Sanford with the fifth of Ripple saying it's the big one, Elizabeth. So you just got to be alive.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey.
Coming to join you,
honey. Hell, yeah. Yeah, you can't let it stress you out, man. That'll make you go on the ground faster than anything.
Real make me burn.
And two, I want to get well soon to one of my business partners. Man, he got the COVID. He work at a hospital, you know what I mean? So he be around all that stuff all day. Rob Knight, man, get well soon. I mean, he said he wasn't fucked up or nothing. It was just like a cold type of shit. And he actually did get the vaccine, so. Because they got to do it when you're working in the hospital. But he caught it, but he said it's just like a cold. Motherfucker just got a cough and all that old shit. So he just treated it like a damn cold. But, you know, I want to give my shout out to that now, boss. Because, yeah, when I talked to him, he was like, oh, I said, you test positive with COVID? He's like, yup. But, damn, you don't sound no different than you don't need a respirator or a coroner, you know what I mean? So get well soon, Rob. Get that shit out your system, because I asked him what he was doing tomorrow, And then when he told me that, I was like, well, if I see you in about 2 or 3 weeks. You know what I mean? So, anyway, what up, man? It was something I wanted to tell y'all. It was something that I wanted to talk about. I can't remember what the hell it is. See, that's what happens when you get old and you get about 3 or 4 brain cells.
They said DJ Case lay on a ventilator.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I heard that.
Hey,
King Scratch.
Huh?
Hey, King Scratch.
Hey, baby, who did he get back there?
It's Foxy, man. Look here, my phone. Apparently, my phone don't like you.
Why not?
Check this out. Miss Foxy, Miss Everywhere had to call me on three-way on the show because I was trying to come up on it because I got you programming my phone, but it started telling me to call 611 and all that shit. I was like, what?
You got mobile? You got T-Mobile, or you got the PCS?
I got Metro pizza shit.
That's what that.
No,
that's
I'm
what.
Tell you the truth. She got unlimited minutes, but she spent them all talking to her sugar daddy.
Look her, see.
Hey, so in a while, what you talking about? I'm gonna need you to check them. Hey, homie, you better stop messing with the sugar, bro.
Fuck around and milk the sugar.
Come on now. Come on now. She getting initiated. Come on. She got to get initiated. She got to get initiated.
What you mean?
She's been around for a long time.
Don't do this, JoJo.
What you mean get initiated?
She ain't ready yet, y'all.
I lick them in between their kneecaps when they get that income tax money.
This is just how we are on the show. This is just how we are on the show. You can't take it to heart. If we can't mess with the sugar, can we mess with the maple syrup if we can't mess with the sugar?
Something gotta happen.
They think they're getting sugar, but
they're
gonna fuck around and get salt while they
bullshit.
Well,
that's what's wrong. You got that one who's tapping your sugar wall.
We got some tasters.
You putting the wrong shit in your coffee, bro. That's the whole thing about it.
They gonna get straight salt.
I've got some Splenda up in mine, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what Mr. Everywhere was just saying. You the Splenda daddy. This sugar daddy next Splenda. You know what I'm saying? So, what's the other one? Don't that come in like a pink package or something?
They got a agave, too. I'm on the agave, nigga.
Yellow packet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ah, y'all too much, man. That's why everybody
sweet
loves
tea.
Huh?
What's
that? Oh, that's sweet tea somewhere down there.
Y'all women act like y'all don't know what no spender daddy is. They just want to go out there and take y'all out there to Applebee's and he buy y'all a meal.
Well, if I got a splendor daddy, then goddamn, I might as well call him diabetic daddy.
He can't afford two plates, so he can buy you something and eat off your plate with you.
I'm not gonna fuck with you, bro. Not tonight.
Hey, that's when you say let's go to Applebee's and y'all get the appetizer plate. Everybody share that motherfucker.
Yeah, the club sandwich.
And they already cutting fours. He giving them half the shit.
The club sandwich with fries.
Well, y'all okay? Well, speaking of Applebee's, y'all know my birthday tomorrow.
I'm gonna need
that Stevie Wonder song. Happy birthday.
We might have to do a special Saturday show just for your birthday, cause my song.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Go.
How far are you?
We gonna celebrate it tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get you on right now.
The last few days we got the highest ratings that we probably had in a while.
Already.
Yeah.
Wednesday when we got Julie on there. That shit was spiked. That shit was high as hell. Oh, like that.
Yeah.
She promoted herself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to pay it too. And I also put a link up under there when I saw it, so that they can listen if they don't want to talk, because you love to open up the line. And sometimes people hang up.
A lot of people that I know, they go online and listen to it. You know what I mean? They don't even want to call, so they just go online and listen to it. So I think that's the spike. Everybody who don't want to call in, or if they don't know the number, they can just see the website and they just go and listen to it.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell them they can call in if they want to, but we had a big spike. The last couple of weeks we had a big spike. They got this little meter and she's just like all the way up to the top. Our last few shows, so hopefully that's the Sirius XM committee. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Hell yeah. But we got a big old spike, so all we gotta do is keep on doing what we're doing. I think it's more or less because we don't know what the fuck we gonna do. We don't know what we gonna say. We don't know what we gonna play. We don't know nothing. We just get on this motherfucker and have fun.
Yeah.
Big ass party line. People don't understand that shit. People, oh man, I don't like that because y'all just be on there talking and with that money and that money. But damn, who wouldn't want to do that? Especially when everybody become friends. It ain't that. Most of y'all, I ain't even looked y'all in y'all face. That don't make you no less family than anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate y'all. Because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be doing this goddamn shit. I'd have been blew this radio station up long time ago. Literally. Y'all just heard a big old bomb go off, and then that'd have been the end of True West Radio. But guys been around and holding me up and all of that stuff. So I'm like, all right. And then Scotty was like, man, you can't let True West Radio die. Right when I was gonna blow this motherfucker up, oh man, fuck this radio station. But Now I know if I blow it up, it's gonna have to be when we get to 1,000. Hopefully, I'll blow this motherfucker up, and we'll be going to Sirius that night. Big old transition. Hey, look, check this out. I got something for y'all. Hold on, let me stop the music. Let's go back to the old days. I bet you none of y'all want a freestyle. We used to do that shit every Friday, remember?
Freestyle Friday.
Y'all be.
What
y'all got? What y'all got?
I ain't got enough drink in my system yet. You gonna have to hold on.
She's
fine. I ain't got no drink in my system. We gotta hold on. All right, we gonna hold on for a minute. We got 34 minutes. We gonna give you 4 minutes to get buzzed. No, I'm just fucking with you. What y'all got, man?
You know what? Check this out. I really want to say this. Like, everything Mr. Everywhere had introduced me to this radio show and how King Scratch, you know, tried to, you know, just make me a part of the family. Like, I feel like this is like a vacay from another vacay. Like, this is my getaway, and I really appreciate, like, what you really do, you know what I'm saying, for the show. And even though I ain't just really been consistent on being on here, but when I do get a chance, like, I look forward to it. Because despite of whatever I'm going through or whatever, I just feel like I can just let loose. And, you know what I'm saying, and just have fun. So,
that means a lot to me because, you know, you're not the only one that feel like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of us. I feel good doing it because I be able to talk to everybody at one time. And that's not just you. It's not just us on here. It's people out there that's listening, you know, in the land. You know what
it's
I mean?
Like, it's never a dull moment. It's never a dull moment. I don't care what y'all talk about. It's never a dull moment. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, and I feel that. And that's why I be getting on here singing and talking shit and whatever. But, you know, like,
and
I feel comfortable.
We love that about you. We love that you come over here and do those things. You know what I mean? Because this is what I feel that radio should be. Radio should be a group of people that we don't even know. And becoming a family to where we all there clowning and doing it, playing music and playing new stuff,
right,
having
on.
People on. That's beautiful.
Right on.
I love this.
So anybody in the whole United States of America, this is Foxy, your goddamn bad bitch on the air. Say, check your goddamn dude, King Scratch, out. Listen to his shit. Say, this is it. This is where you need to be.
Man.
And I can co-sign for that.
If you pat me on the back one more time, I'm going to fall on the floor.
Hey, you deserve it.
I really appreciate that because, you know, but see, the whole thing about it is, it's not patting me on the back, it's patting y'all on the back. I mean, hell, we going into 6 years of True West Radio. And like you said, a lot of people, just like yourself, some people feel like this is their release. This is where they come. They look forward to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They look forward to it. You know what I mean? Because
Just having the opportunity for somebody to put that shit out on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just another, you know, doorway for somebody to put that shit out like that. So not only are you just giving somebody that opportunity to just let loose, but you're also giving somebody that they feel like they not really just being heard, you know what I'm saying, on the music tip, but, you know what I'm saying, they can put their shit on your radio and in the hopes that somebody major can hear that shit and that, you know what I'm saying, they can fly.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, believe it or not, it's a whole lot of people that listen because, you know, we play mostly, you know, 95% underground stuff that nobody ever
exactly.
heard of stuff before. You know what I mean? Nobody would even think about going to hell, mm-hmm. anybody's site, and actually going and listening to their song. They come here so they can see what we got. That's why we be having a spike. We be having big spikes in people on. They don't want to call and be like, oh, well, this is such and such for such and such record. We really love such and such, whoop and bam and this, that, and other. They don't want to do that. They just go up there and listen to it. That's why we be getting spikes, because those be the people that's in there listening to all of the music that we playing, because we ain't playing, you know, commercial music. We're not playing the mainstream music.
Right.
I mean, mostly 95% of everybody on here is out for the same goddamn thing. And that's just to make it. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
That's the thing. Those are the spikes when I look at all of the stats and the spikes be up high, I know that those are the people listening to see what the hell we got. Yeah. So you never know. They could be done contact me, but I scrap. Well, who is Foxy?
But keep doing what you're doing, bro.
I'm not gonna stop.
You making your dreams on top of dreams on top of dreams come true. Keep doing what you're doing.
My thing is, if anybody on here dream come true, I'm happy for them, because that's what it's all about. This is why I do it. This is why I kept doing it. This is why I'm going to keep doing it, because it's going to be whatever, whoever. I don't care about who it is. Shit, them motherfuckers be like, damn, Scratch, I heard 1,000 songs of yours. But we heard Julia's song. We want to fuck with Julia. If we got to do it like that, we can make it happen like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about me. It's more about y'all. Really. I don't care. I know where I'm going to stand. I know what I'm doing. I know how things is. But this ain't about me. This is about y'all. That's all I got to say. It's about y'all. I don't do True West Radio for me. I do it for y'all. If that was the case, nigga, I'd just play all my songs all day.
Well, what you say the other day, 2020 True?
2020 True.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all it is. This ain't for me. This is for y'all. This is for everybody out there that's trying to get something going for themselves. You know what I'm saying? You got to start somewhere. You never know. Starting from here might be the thing that you need to do in order for you to get out there up into the world for people to actually hear you. Because people think it's easy. People think that just because you got songs and you doing this, that you getting ready to be automatically, you know, put into the gang. You know, no matter how much you think, how good you think you sound, no matter how many songs you got, it's only a 1% game. Only 1% of musicians making nowadays. Maybe 2%. Now, that out of 100, that's real slim pickings. So you really got to be in a good place in order for you to actually make it in this game. everybody ain't gonna make. And it's a whole, on True West, I done heard so many tight motherfuckers. But guess what? This is the realest shit I'm gonna say. Because I say it all the time. Ain't nobody on this motherfucker right now platinum today. So guess what? We all in the same fucking boat. We all in the same boat. Ain't none of us platinum. Now, see, if somebody was platinum or gold or something like that, I don't give a damn if you got like, if you got $100,000 and I only got $1,000. I don't care about this. It's not a money thing. We all trying to do the same thing, and we in the same fucking boat because none of us is really making no goddamn money off of this right now. So we all need to stick together and see how we can find out a way to make some money. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all in the same boat. Nobody on this fucking channel right now was platinum. Nobody on this channel was gold. So we trying to get to that status. But you got people walking around, they come around this motherfucker and get up on a radio station like they platinum already. And then when you hear they shit, they whack as fuck.
All right.
That shit irritates the fuck out of me. So I'm just saying.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
We are in the same boat. Ain't none of us generating that type of cash. Because I know if I generate cash, I'm going to be like, all y'all, come on, let's go. We're going to do a tour. You know what I'm saying? We ain't in that damn position right now. So everybody on this motherfucker right now is in the same boat. So the whole thing about it is if we all of us help each other, oh, shit. We'll probably be the fucking tightest motherfucker thing next to sliced bread. But you don't have niggas that do that, nigga. Everybody want to be the chief and not the Indian. I don't want to be the chief. I don't want the whole pie. Just give me my slices. Shit, if I own half of my goddamn half of the pie and y'all get slices, that's what I earn. If all y'all get the goddamn pie and I don't get no slices, that's what I earn. That's all it is, man. We sitting on $1 billion on this goddamn network right now and really don't realize that shit. I do. Let me stop talking shit. Everybody listening like, oh, my God. You are kind of right. Nah, but. Let me stop talking.
Look, I'm like that. I'm like that dude in Coming to America. That nigga good. Yeah.
No, man. That nigga right there is good. That nigga looked. The other nigga looked over at him like, Texas chocolate. What's Texas chocolate mean? Oh, that nigga good.
That nigga good. He good. But now you speaking some A1 shit, Swerve Business. You speaking some A1 shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, at the end of the day, you just keep doing what you doing, and if you pave the way for other people to try to make sure that they want to do shit and make sure they serious about it, okay.
But I am. I think, you know, out of all the times when maybe I should have been off this earth, I got put back. And the thing about it is, my destiny is not fulfilled yet. And I think that's what it is. What it is is, I got to help my folks get to the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what it is with me. That's the only thing. That'll make me feel so good to see all of y'all that's doing this, you know, all my people, we all still, you know, be around in some years and not checking out like a whole lot of my boys are, and my girls, everything, you know what I mean?
Everybody have a purpose.
It's a purpose.
Don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a purpose for me because I should have died 3 times already.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy. That's me all day.
So I look at it like God got me here for a reason. What is that reason? I don't know.
And you will never know. You will never know. But, see, that's the thing. Once again, I'm going to say this again. Between all of us on this motherfucking panel right now, we got $1 billion. Not $1 million. This is $1 billion worth of science right here.
That's
I swear, my nigga. Huh?
King Scratch.
Yes.
Not this Scratch. NWA King Scratch. You know, in 2022, some of that shit you talking, I'm going to need you to take it back. Because you a king gracefully. Don't just take it back. Take it back gracefully.
I'm lost.
I know. I just said
I'm lost
the fuck with you.
Yeah,
he got me fucked up. Confetti done came
I'm
in here and fucked the whole goddamn fucky up.
Because really what I was kind of finna say, well, is he saying that he the king, really
no,
he just
King,
the king of his own destiny, and he's the
king
of
King Scratch
what
the king.
He doing.
I'm talking about King Scratch the king. I'm saying he a king, King Scratch a king, and we talking that shit, some of that shit he talking, I'm going to need to take it back gracefully. So you're
oh,
king,
you
so going to
take it back gracefully. I got you. See, think about it.
You the king. You the king.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't nominate myself king. The only thing I back in the days when I was DJ Scratch, I ran to all these DJ Scratches and I fucked them all up on a turntable. So I nominated myself king of all scratches, and I copywritten it. So y'all can be DJ Scratch all y'all want to. I was the first DJ Scratch. I've been DJ Scratch since I was 12 years old. You know what I mean? So that's what I say, king. So it's not like I'm the almighty over whatever's
but
going on.
I appreciate the
kingdom,
pep talk,
but I am the king of my kingdom, but I'm just saying. So that's
I'm the king around here. I don't care how high you get, as long as you let me.
No, but see, the thing about me being the king, as far as all of the stuff that we doing together, is like everybody have a say so on what the hell we talking about. So it's going to be a thing to where we all got a boat on it. If it's all good, let's do it like this. So we got to do it. That's what I was trying to do with my group. I wasn't sitting up there trying to be the head Don Dada all the fucking time. But they told, I told them, I said, look, this is going to be a group effort to where we could all fuck around. If it's something we got to do, something we want to do, this is what it's going to be. And we'll put it all together. Of course, at the end of the goddamn day, I'm going to have the last say-so. But if motherfuckers, you got 8 motherfuckers, 12 motherfuckers say this, and 15 motherfuckers say that, or whatever, okay, let's do it. That was the opportunity that I gave the people in my group when I had that group. Shit, man, I'm telling you. Watch. We could have so much money by the summertime, it's ridiculous.
That was a beautiful thing, Scratch. I mean, encore. You deserve the greatest.
confession. Do not get put in the corner. You just got in here.
Hey, man. I'm just trying to say I feel motivated. You know, you got me so motivated tonight. I feel like I'm going to open a Budweiser and cook me a steak. And enjoy the night. That's all I'm saying.
Drink me a few Budweiser. You already had a couple of Budweisers.
That nigga.
You have a couple of drinks?
That nigga feel a couple of Budweiser and cook a steak.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. I'm feeling motivated, man.
Well, that's what I want y'all to be. If y'all motivated, that means I'm motivated. Shit.
Why you want to put me in timeout? Because I'm feeling motivated. Cause
well, you didn't say that first. It sounded like you was about to go somewhere else with the shit.
Yeah, I haven't got there yet. Give me a chance. Give me a little bit more time.
Oh, I'm putting you in timeout.
How much time we got on the radio? How much time we got left on the radio show?
You might as well don't even start that shit tonight, confetti. I'm putting your ass out early. And we only got about 14 minutes left unless we're going to do after hours. But then if I put you in timeout, you got to do the full 2 minutes this time.
Ooh. Damn. Ooh.
Hold on. I feel some type of way. How you gonna tell him? I mean, you giving him chances, nigga. I got put in time out. There wasn't no chance.
No, what's that?
Wait a minute. Hold on, cuz. Jojo in shootout. Jojo was cutting wood. Jojo was knocking fucking using a hammer, knocking nails and shit. Hell yeah.
Jojo was banging 14 feet.
This nigga be outside. He's smoking blunt. About 100 dogs barking in the background. I'm put you in timeout for talking. The only motherfucker to get put in timeout for talking is this nigga now.
Jojo.
So you want to pick on me in class? I got the blue mark, the red mark, too many strikes by my name, right? What you trying to say?
Hey,
Jojo is the pot calling kettle black. He got more checks than I got.
Wait a minute, but look though. But see, look, why did that nigga try to throw you up under the bus? Like, wait, why he get a pass?
I didn't get passes. That shit was like you. And then get forgot about.
I think it's that mute. Nigga be in the back with babies like, crying and all kind of shit. I'll be like, all right, hold on. Yeah, that ain't malicious, bro. That is like,
What a pretty idiot. Pretty baby, where you at? I got something I want you to do for old head love, okay? Now, I'd like for you to give everybody your social media stuff and everything so they can go find your music before the show cut out. If y'all mind, can do that for me.
I got a question. Why are you sounding like that?
I broke the carriage, motherfucker.
I just want to know.
I broke the
carriage. I just
want to know. He got a RuPaul voice on him.
Ain't a RuPaul.
Like, what does he sound like? He sound like he underwater talking and shit. Like, he trying to be, I don't know, Rico Suave underwater.
Aligo.
How the fuck I'm gonna be Rico Suave?
Underwater. Hey, Swoop. Oh, shit. Ooh, it's cold out there. I had to go to the goddamn, I had to go to the waterworks. Whew. Man, we got about 9 minutes left. Hey, I don't know if we going to get into some music or not tonight. Let me see if it's this. You know what? My man said he wants to hear Julia's song. Let me see. I'll play that. Maybe we can get 1.5 in.
Now they really going to act like animals.
They're going to be outside
howling to the moon and shit, naked and shit.
You know what I mean? They're getting hair on their back, extra hair on their back type of shit. Long ass fingernails.
Right now, grabbing a jerkin and their fucking napkins and shit. Like,
okay, right, type of shit.
I know she's singing to me.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Be like, yep, Let me see. Maybe if I turn it to
whoever don't answer first when we come back home, you know what they was doing.
Take that power glove off. That power glove ain't going to help. Who else radio, man? It was Star 3, 6, 4, 2, 15, 97. We know y'all over there listening, motherfuckers. Y'all sitting there acting like y'all ain't paying no attention to what we doing. It is True Wells Radio. Right, yeah, yeah.
Where Rev Ali at?
Rev is right there.
He's the first one with the lotion.
He probably put his time out, you know.
With being nosy.
He's rubbing his rabbit. Yeah, yeah.
I'm posted in Tanglewood and I'm fully sedated. Off that perp in Hennessy, no fucking concentration. Lucid dreams and hallucinations got me on that basic. Promethazine with codeine. My nigga bitchin' snakes is hissing, it's hard to believe. Realign your focus, sit you hopeless when fucking with me. Birds is flying, rest is dying, I stay with the heat. 92 FS automatic Beretta, me please. Awaken me to some motherfucking filet mignon. Not that arguing and fighting, nigga, go fuck your thumb. Cup of meeting in my business, shit, I gotta go get it. Fake ass people, fuck my focus, but I'm starting to shift it. Play me pussy if you want to shit, your mama gon' feel it. Pac said forgive and forget, but keep your head up. Jeez. Fuck that eight shots, little bitch, make sure you keep your head up. I'm a real sweet chick, but I'm motherfucking mean. All eyes on me when I step on the scene. I talk a lot of shit, but I can back my shit up. Don't let the side fool you, you will get fucked up. I'm from Monroe, where they got a lot of dough, where they got a lot of lean, where they got a lot of cash, where they got a lot of hoes. Where I like to move their work, where I like to keep my fast, where I like to dump my trash. On Lockwood, that's where I was raised. I'm talking about my life. Say, hey. Ain't nothing like home, but it'll get you fucked up. That's why I love my city, cause I'm here for tough. Room, room, bitch, you can gon' eat my dust. That's like I cut you, ran out of luck. I'm a turtle, you the rabbit, at the finish line. You had a good spot, but you ran out of time. Now bring an ass here, on a fucking platter. I'ma take one bite before I devour. All you accomplished before my hour is up and I hit the motherfucking shower. Who the fuck left the gate open on the cell? Knew when I dropped, I was gonna be hell. Hell, hell, hell.
Every single room before we step foot in. serial killer, masked man in the shadow, dressed ready for battle, snakes without a rattle, creeping in the dark behind bushes and trees. Hire your gun, you better run before you catch some of these. Do me wrong in this zone, here I come, watch your back. Niggas talk too much, that's why I knew where they was at. Exactly, surprise, motherfucker, it's me. Unexpected, you wanna live, since your bitch has defected. Take one, take two, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how many till your ass hit the floor. I go hard, disregard, Mr. Nice Guy. I wonder why you disrespect. The contract is signed for me to break your neck. But wait a sec, I wanna make this heard for a long time before you flatline, erase for mankind. I wanna be the last thing that you see, and he'll remember me throwing up a dub in the sea. Me never, however, if you want to, we could go there. Me and you and a friend, that'll make the fight fair. My gray hair makes you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass, that's a grown man. Come over here to the two against these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Bright and all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at him the day you won't see his bitch ass again.
Concrete today, shoot, with no, well, I have, you know how I be, man, no help. It's all
oh,
work.
Yeah.
Shit.
Julie up in here, let's see. Don't you be.
How about doing?
Oh, we got JoJo, of course. Buddha Ali. And then we got
But I tell you, everybody that didn't answer, you know what they was doing.
I'm on that tip. Hey, look, I'm telling y'all, y'all trying to get into the after hours, man. Y'all only got a minute and like 15 seconds left. 323-642-1597. Call now. Are you going to miss the after hours? You're going to listen to it. I think they record some of it, but not all of it. But you only got a minute left. Thank y'all for coming through. Thank y'all for listening. You know, all us online, we ain't got to hang up. All we got to do is keep on playing music and talking shit. Cause then I forgot to play 99 song for Julie. You still there, Julie?
Yep, I want to hear it.
All right, yeah, we're going to play it. I'm just going to wait. We only got 32 seconds. Got to give me enough time. I can take the dog in the house. I'm going to give me another beer. I got a blunt roll. Oh, it's all good, like firewood. True West Radio, hey, happy birthday to the homegirl Foxy. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday, Foxy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Foxy.
Turn up tomorrow, if we ain't here, turn up us. True West Radio, we here. Okay, give me 30 seconds. Let me put on another instrumental. Let me take my dog in the house. I'm still on the phone, but at least I can play something while y'all wait. Yeah. After hours. Now, I think they be recording some of this stuff, so I'll be trying to say, if I want to say something bad about somebody, be like, man, fuck that nigga. They go back and listen to it. Oh, so fuck me, huh? That's what it is? Nah.
I told y'all plenty of times they recorded it. So you can keep wondering if you want to, but they recorded. Sometimes it's only like 15 minutes or something like that.
Hey, come on, dog. Calling. Where you at? Ben Aki. You know what that means.
Ben Aki.
Ben Aki. Let me come here now. Come on.
You got a Mexican dog, don't you?
Huh?
I say, don't you got a dog that's from Mexico anyway?
Yeah, I got it. It's a
Chihuahua. Well, that's
why I see my friend. He said, mucho frizo.
So cold about this. Shit, it's cold out this motherfucker. It actually ain't that cold right now. So I think she come on, let's go. Go, come on, get in, go. Come on. Good night. Oh, she don't give a fuck. She got her jacket on. If she put her hood on, she'll be in the game. Ooh, them goddamn shrimp was good as a motherfucker. Fuck yeah, I was gonna cook the whole bag. I was mad after I ate half a bag and wanted some more of them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers shrink. They big in the pipe, but when you cook them, they show. Oh, my bad. Alright. Ooh, I'm going through the frozen tundra. Get back in the studio. Ugh. All right. I'm ready for action now. Okay. Now, let me play that song for you. Mr. Edward, Foxy, y'all still there too, huh?
Yeah, I'm just sitting back listening.
Okay. Julia there. JoJo there. She never, I don't know if she ever heard Falling.
No, I don't think I heard that.
Hold on, we're going to play Falling for you. My whole girl, she be rapping like a motherfucker. All right, check this out. I ain't going to mute y'all. Y'all can stay on. I ain't going to mute y'all at all, shit.
Could you catch me? I'm falling. I'm falling down. Could you catch me? I'm falling. I'm falling to the ground. I'm falling down, 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 down. Yeah, catch me. Down, 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 down. Baby, pick me up off the ground. I've fallen out of bounds. I slightly hit my head and bit the snap that cracked my crown. Put it up away. My royalty is loyalty, I'm holding my weight, yeah. My bulletproof vest on tight, protecting me while blessing me, I'm living my life, no. Who's the queen of the crop?
you wondering, and it's haunting cause I'm climbing the chart. I'm not a new kid on the block. I've been around, so spin around in everyone's town. I'm moving on up my style, so wickedly wow, they versatile on top of pals. I'm turning down, volumes are blow low. Hold your weight, don't funky clap. At the same time, lyrically enter my stations. Platinum nations, underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blasting out your venue. Sounds I salute to. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You do you, I do me, I'm posted. Asking be how power found it. I could never be slaughtered. I'm conceived by the underground three black water. Hornets, red bone on the scene. Sally on me to buy her green. My team better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machines. Constantly, like increasing with my heat. Target pointing, baby beat. How could it be that she's so sweet? Platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. Yeah, let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and die, catch me cause I'm falling down and down and die, falling down and die, catch me. I'm falling down and down, I'm falling down, I'm falling down, falling down and down and die, catch me. I'm falling down and down, I'm falling down, I'm falling down, falling, falling.
That's the song. That, yeah, I remember that one. That's the one I told you I really like right there.
Oh, yeah, she be going on.
Oh, yeah.
She doing way better than what I taught her. Shit. She took that shit to another level. But then, you know, it was crazy because 99, once again, she was, I mean, she's still a beautiful woman. But he was a pretty motherfucker, and everybody wanted her. And everybody thought that we was doing something because, you know, we was always together. And, we lost touch for a while. We did some stuff. She had a kid. We did some more stuff. And then she just turned rowdy all of a sudden. I was like, God damn. You know, and I think it was actually after her mom passed. After her mom passed, she just turned into a whole nother motherfucker, and she started rapping like that. I was like, God damn, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's my girl. Yeah, she came a long way from, you know, her being a little cute, timid girl and all of that stuff. She just went straight hardcore. Just
phew. If you
can see her how I saw her and see her now, I mean, she's still, you know, get glamored up and all that stuff. Then she got into it with some guy there at the club with somebody, a bitch hit her in the eye with a bottle, all kind of shit. And she just really just changed after that. She went to, I don't give a fuck. Fuck y'all niggas. Fuck everything. Fuck them. She just lost. Now her rap start coming out the way she felt.
Sound about right.
Oh, hell yeah. Only take us a couple of days to change and make you be on a whole different level. Of course, we all know, I mean, Rev Ali know, you know, all of us, you know, from different places know that, you know, all it takes is a few little tweaks to change your whole outlook on a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, it only take a couple of events to change your whole life, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been like. I've been like 100. If I ain't been the most 100, as many motherfuckers I want to fuck up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You can't do
God.
It. Man. You can't do it. You know? A whole bunch of suckers out there, man. They got a lot of demons walking around. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this real quick. You know, when there's a lot of people that congregate together and they come together in love and peace and harmony, if they really don't know each other, but they know each other from the spirit
That's
and
it.
Through the phone, here comes, I want you to know, here comes the devil where you are.
Yep, and turn up.
I got the ain't no devils coming up in my shit, because if they do, nigga, I'm chopping their
motherfucking
ass.
No, I don't mean your house, and I mean like anywhere
about my station.
To the store, to the market, to the gas station,
man.
There's always a demon out there that know who you is because you living in love, bro.
Well, see,
you know,
I'm gonna tell you something. It's going to sound wild to you, but, you know, I don't never acknowledge, okay, I could acknowledge a demon, but the other motherfucker, I never say his name. You know, because my whole thing is, my belief is where it is, and I don't have to acknowledge this dude by the name, or this person, or this motherfucking entity by his name.
Right.
So that's one thing that I never do. I never say this cat's name.
See, I believe that, and that ain't bad, because just like the other way around, they tell you it's power in his name, but they didn't teach you his name. So,
nah.
You know, I get that.
Yeah, so it's that's the thing about when you acknowledge anything. I don't know if you guys ain't never read a book or watched a video that's called Law of Attraction. If y'all never seen that, watch that. Law of Attraction. And Law of Attraction teaches you, and look, it's almost like I always talk about people with conspiracy theories. It's kind of like a conspiracy theory, too. But some of the stuff that I could kind of relate to, you know what I mean? Can't nobody on the internet really tell me how I'm supposed to live my life and what I'm supposed to do to make my life better. That's up to me. You know what I mean? But Law of Attraction, that's some deep-ass shit. Y'all don't want
to. That's it.
Ooh, good. And why am I coughing off of it and I'm still going to light it up again?
No, but are you standing up?
As well. But
are you standing up or sitting down?
Hmm?
Are you standing up or sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
But stand up when you cough like that.
Wow,
that do make it go stop.
All right, well, next time I hit this motherfucker again, if I cough like that again, I'm going to stand up.
I just want you to stand. I'm trying to keep you alive, Scratch. Anything I know, I'm going to tell you.
The weed, what you think of? I'm going to choke off of this weed and not?
Instead of sitting down, you can. So your intestines take a cold blow when you cough like that, sitting down like that, man.
I'm good. I'm just trying to. I wasn't trying to be like extra fucked up on the show. I'm trying to get fucked up on the after hour.
Hey, you'll never hear the Most High come to the show and say, "Did Ali tell you?" You'd be like, "Yeah, he did say it." Well, we ain't listening.
Wait a minute. What the hell you doing tomorrow? Come out here tomorrow. Come out here tomorrow,
never,
nigga.
Most High tell me to say something, I'ma say it. I don't give a damn who's around. I'ma say it.
Let's see.
I can't come down here tomorrow, Steph. I gotta go to work. Tomorrow, on this Saturday, is my last Saturday. I only work 2 Saturdays a month. So tomorrow, next week is just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So then I might skirt out there to come see you out there, man.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, man, bring your pen and your pad, if that's what you do.
I don't be writing lyrics on no phone and shit. I got a flip phone. I can't write on here.
That nigga said,
I don't like. I ain't got no smartphone, iPhone, all that bullshit. I got me a flip phone because when the power went out, my phone was the only one working.
You had a battery for a long time.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
You know, a flip phone don't take a data plan. You don't need the data plan for it to work. When the power go out on the iPhone, smartphone, the data plan go out first.
Well, I don't know. Okay, whatever. Because like I said, I'll build you a computer right now, but I don't know shit about my damn phone. All I know is to make some calls, I can text. You know what I'm saying? I can't get on the internet and... You know, because usually when the power go out, that's the only thing I got. So I got to go on there and look and see why the fuck my power out. But, I got some things in the works, man. I'll tell y'all, I just want to make sure this shit is falling through. That's the reason why I said earlier that we got $1 billion on this network. Shit, $1 billion right here on this network, and I'm just trying to see how I could. I'm trying to, you know, beat the bushes and see what's going to ready come out. You know what I'm saying? There's gonna be rabbits, coyotes, motherfucking dogs. It's gonna be what's getting ready to come out these bushes when I beat them motherfuckers. So I'm telling you, we got some money, and I ain't scared to share. I'm not scared to share. Hold on. I got to turn my auto-tune on. So I turn my auto-tune on so I can really sing the song. Nah, but we got something good going. It's getting ready to be... I think this is going to be the biggest power move I ever made in my life. I just can't tell y'all what it is yet. But I think I'm gonna make this power move just because I feel like it's time to do it. Shit, I'm 54. Shit. I'm seeing niggas younger than me fall down. I need to make this power move before shit, I fall down. Hello?
Man, I've been telling you and Scotty D, y'all need to hit Netflix up about that How the West Was Won, because y'all still got episodes to go. Episode after episode, y'all got plenty of paychecks.
But see, look, the reason why we ain't fucking with Netflix is because they ain't going to give us no upfront money, and we got to sit around and wait until next year to even get some money off of the shit.
Not just Netflix, shit. I'll hit up motherfucking Prime. YouTube, shit, all that shit.
But the whole thing about it is we trying to get people who believe in the project. It's almost like a record deal, you know, because you got, I was telling Scotty yesterday, I said, we got, like, people, they put out documentaries, that motherfucker be like 2 hours. We going to put out a documentary, and that shit's over 11 hours.
Well, y'all would do a deal for only about 3 hours worth of material. It might turn into 10 episodes.
It won't tell the whole story. You have to look at all 11.
You ain't going to get paid for the whole story. It's going to make people come look for the rest of it.
But see, that's the thing that's going on. We are getting ready. We got people that want to pay for the 11 hours. And it's somebody other than Netflix. It's somebody other than all of the other things. They were talking about the History Channel. They were talking about a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
People got 2 hour documentaries. We got 11 hours. If you don't look at that motherfucker from the beginning, you won't even know what it's all about. You can catch it in the middle and start liking it from the middle, but if you watch it from the beginning, it's going to take you to a whole story, all the way back from the 60s all the way up until now, and then the story ain't over. As long as we still living, we still going to keep adding to the story. And just think on how many songs we going to rather put on the soundtrack. So we probably have about, we probably have 11 soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If we just did an hour for each hour, we do a soundtrack. Another hour, we do another soundtrack. We got 11 hours. We do 11 soundtracks. 11 different, you know what I'm saying? Not soundtracks, but it's the same soundtrack, but that's 11 right there. Then we still living, so as long as we living, we still getting ready to go out there and film stuff and do some other stuff, so then we at 12. So How the West Was Won is going to be forever. If I die first, Scotty going to keep it going. If he die first, he going to keep it going. I'm going to keep it going. If we don't, nigga, if we could go out and get to that motherfucker Sidney Poitier 94, we'll have about a damn near 100 motherfucking episodes of How the West Was Won. With 100 motherfucking different song. I mean, soundtrack. So that's the thing. That's one of the biggest things that I could actually say that's going to happen. We will have this, and we got the people that want to, they want to give us some money for it, but we just got to give them a couple of more things. But it's going to start all the way from the beginning to whenever we end. So, yeah, we stopped. We got 11 now, maybe 12, but we have 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
18. Mm-hmm.
We always moving around. We always recording. We always doing something. So it's just going to keep going forever. Nobody ain't never did that shit before. I'm just saying. Man, I think I'm about to ride off of this joint. I got to, y'all making me miss the whole Laker game. I had my back turned to the game the whole time. Yeah. Because what I do, the radio station, my back is to the TV. I ain't got no TV in front of me. This is fucked up. But anyway, I'm out. I love y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all really mean a whole lot to me, you know, helping me try to make this happen. And shit.
Well, get on then.
Well, y'all got my phone number. If y'all want to talk more shit, just call me, goddammit.
Get on then.
Hey, we love you, too.
I'll hit you in the morning, cuz.
Hey, you said you was coming out here last week. You be bullshitting, cuz.
Matter of fact, you know what? I got a few things to do in the morning, and I'm going to come up here. Plus, I still got some beers in the back of my car ready to bring in.
You say you got beers in the back of your car for me?
Yeah.
And you ain't brought them to me?
I'll be up there tomorrow for show for sure. They're 40s, too. They ain't that regular size. They 40s.
Okay. We gonna see. I remember when I told you I was barbecuing, and you said, I'll be up there in the morning, nigga.
I'll be up there.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to be sitting up in this motherfucker. I'm trying to get me and do this song with Buckethead. I made a tight-ass track. I just ain't going to let her hear it yet.
That's not cool.
I said it's bomb as fuck.
Honey, baby, can't you see?
Girl, I'm so cool. Cool? Nah, this is bomb, though. I'm just trying to.
Uh-oh.
Huh? We all got to do an anthem. We got to all get together and do the True West anthem.
Okay.
Even though Buddha Ali can't rap.
Oh man, you lying.
That nigga sleep. That nigga been sitting there for 3 hours and ain't said shit. But his first introduction. Confetti, you know, he got sleepy, so he hung up. Type of shit. So, all right. Well, y'all got my number. Shit, if y'all want to talk some more, shit, I'll hit y'all up, shit. Because I'm about to try to do something constructive around this motherfucker. It's Friday, shit. I could turn my goddamn music up as loud as I want to. Y'all, I only got one neighbor. The neighbor right next door. My other neighbor don't give a shit. So I'm about to turn my shit up. I'm about to. Bob, Julie, I might send you the track tonight.
All right, I'm gonna be waiting.
Man. Shoot, this you 2 hours different. All y'all 2 hours different.
Mm-hmm.
Except for 86. I think 86 is 3 hours. He in Florida. And
well,
Rev is in San Diego, so he on the same time I'm on.
It's the same time where JoJo at.
Yeah, we all California time, so we all the same time. But
I be forgetting this so early, I said too. I be dragging them medicine. That medicine they got me be kicking my ass, and y'all be all turned up and shit. I be forgetting y'all. I was behind.
yeah, we be turned up. But
I don't drink no more. I stopped drinking on the 1st. I had my last drink on the 31st. I'm 7 days, no alcohol.
Like that's going to make a difference.
It is.
Okay.
It is for me.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you. Congratulations, because you know if I stop drinking, probably half of the motherfuckers I know around me will probably be dead as fuck. This is what drinking beer keep me calm as hell. You know, people
weed
drink
don't
beer.
Do that.
Nah, cause I don't smoke weed like that.
But when you do smoke, it don't make you calm as hell.
Oh, No, it just made me more creative. Weed made me more creative. Beer keep me calm.
Damn.
For real, I'm just saying. If I didn't drink beer, I'd choke a whole lot of motherfuckers out. So I just look at them and laugh. I do the. It's like the beer and the weed is like opposite.
It's like it is, because alcohol usually make a motherfucker strong, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
That's what I was about to say. When I used to drink, it's enough to give you bucks.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you, though. Do what you got to do.
Like, I drink beer. It's almost like a nigga smoking weed. But then weed don't make me rowdy like I want to beat people up type of shit. And I hit too much weed, now I'm ready to fight. I call it balance. So if I drink this much and I smoke this much, I'm balanced. So that's when all the creativity come out.
Man, I remember that feeling. I get so drunk to where I need to smoke. And then when I smoke, I ain't drunk no more.
Oh, yeah, that
be the ass hit the floor. You be like, all right. Damn, I'm fucked up off of this drink.
Talk
let me get that weed. Okay, now I'm over.
I'll do, because I know you think about that in the back of your head.
Actually, I wasn't.
You can call a piece of dessert.
I don't know. Like I said, it's almost like I drink a whole lot of water. If I'm making a track and I'm drinking water, it don't have the same effect as me grabbing a beer. But I keep drinking the water. But if I'm making a track and I grab the beer, I could drink like six beers, like fucking 25 ounces of motherfucking Hurricane, and won't feel shit because I be so into the music. You get what I'm saying? I could drink a whole lot of beer, but what happens is, it don't hit me until I start relaxing.
Yeah.
When I just sit down and be like, I pass the fuck out.
Well, beer is a little bit different. Because when we had that Hurricane Ike, where it was tearing off all the roofs and stuff, I started drinking beer for a little bit.
No, the beer is called Hurricane.
I know. I said I started drinking beer a little bit.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying, how it makes you mellow, but I don't like beer. I like it. I like liquor.
Yeah, this shit right
here. Liquor. Liquor. That liquor sounds better, though. You know what I mean? Liquor.
And on my coffee table next to my damn Christmas tree, it's a gang of liquor.
I like that, yeah.
It got Cavazier, got the fucking Jack Daniels. It got three types of Amsterdam.
Ooh, really?
That's what I was doing. Like, I was, you know, expecting, you know, a lot of people to show up, you know, on my birthday. So, shit, all that shit sitting over there. Niggas done came and hit it. You know, and all that stuff, but shit. I think I'm going to dive into some of that shit so I can finish these tracks. So I can make sure that, Rev, you going to get your track. I got to send 86 some tracks. Sweet Pea, if she going to rap, I got to send her some tracks. But I don't know what kind.
That's what I'm doing, your intro or whatever you want.
Okay. For the insert, I know I got to send Julia her.
Because I'm going back out. I'll just put the TV and the lights on.
I got y'all. I'm about to. Because, hell, why this damn video is doing for this?
Because with me.
I got
y'all. I'm talk about. Why you need to tell? Because I'm going back out, motherfucker.
Damn.
I'm glad you need a door open. Shit, I'm going back out to mother.
Right. Yeah,
motherfuckers be mad because I be on the radio. They be mad because I be on the radio with my True West family and they hear Sweet Pea and I. Who's that? Don't worry about it, motherfucker. Shit. Why are you on the phone? Don't worry, but they get mad with motherfucker when they go on True West.
Well, a whole lot of. There's a whole lot of people who ain't called True West because of that same thing. We can't spend no time together, but you could call True West like that.
I'll give a damn. They could be gone because I got my own money. I got my own money, my own job, my own car, my own everything. Only thing is, motherfucker got to kill me if they want to change this.
Yeah. Well, it was just like Foxy said, that shit made me feel good because she said, this is, no matter what the fuck happened, she called this motherfucker and she feel better when she called.
She called all the time.
Yeah, she said, this made me feel good. No matter how my day go, I just call True West Radio and it should just be what it is. We don't. We don't know what the hell is going to be that day. We just fucking do it and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That shit made me feel good. That shit got warm my heart like a motherfucker for her saying that shit. That shit really warm my heart. I was like, damn.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Over here, he looked like he mesmerized. Cause I popped some popcorn on the stove like my grandma used to do.
Popcorn on the stove too tonight.
Wait a minute, you put the old school with the silver top and shook that motherfucker over the.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I just put it in a pot and put a thing on top of it.
Oh yeah, that's that old school.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to remember. I was like, man, can I remember how my grandma used to do this shit? Because I really want some popcorn right now. And I don't have a microwave.
Oh,
yeah, I have some popcorn. I just have some. They got some Orville Reckenbacher popping and topping.
What's that?
That shit is fire.
That's it looked like oil, but it's some shit you like. You put it on the popcorn after you pop it.
The butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like butter.
Pop.
Them motherfuckers, you pop
popping
them
and topping.
I'm about to send your ass a microwave. Shit. You need, everybody need a microwave.
I be using a toaster oven because I like how the food tastes when you warm it. The real way.
I like the motherfuckers because
yeah.
I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat that shit right now.
I gotta be one of them toaster ovens. I got a ninja. One of them ninja.
It just don't taste the same.
Chris Control.
Yeah, see, I got this bomb ass oven. It's like a little one of them little oven like you got a little toaster oven.
Yeah, you got an air fryer?
This motherfucker got an air fryer on
it. I want one.
Air fryer.
That motherfucker's still in the box.
Mm-hmm. They break that motherfucker out. Boy, you get some good food. I ain't got to put no grease on nothing. Just throw that motherfucker in there and season it.
Well, you know, it's fucked up because I got an air fryer. And I was like, oh, shit. Nigga, I threw some fish in there.
Mm-hmm.
Turn that motherfucker up. Nigga. That shit was in there for about an hour and a half, nigga. And I pulled the fish out, and the motherfucker was still motherfucking raw fish kind of shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You must have turned the temperature up. What kind of air fryer you got?
You missed a step.
I missed a step somewhere. Because I'm like, all right, cuz, check this out. So I got this air fryer and I can't air fry nothing. Then I'm like,
if it's a toaster oven, it might be one of them ones that dehydrate too. And you might
have
had
no. I haven't used a toaster oven. I had another, just a regular air fryer. Regular air fryer. You pull that motherfucker out and you set it. You say fish. You put it on fish. You put that motherfucker on there and let that shit roll. Nigga, I came back, nigga. It was like, my fish didn't even have no time to scream. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even scream. Them motherfuckers are still alive. I'm just saying. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, you know, you can't put a, you got to put a fish in the fish fryer, not an air fryer. Maybe it got jealous.
I don't know. hey, yeah, they scream loud when you throw it in that hot ass grease, you know. Nigga, I got these big ass prong. I got these big ass prongs today. Them big old gigantic shrimp. Fuck that! I threw them up straight in the grease. I'm mad that I didn't cook the other half a bag. Shit, because, nigga, I ate that shit. I was like, whoa. But, you know, that shit don't hold you too long. You fuck around and eat shrimp and fish. You fuck around and be hungry again in the next 2 or 3 hours. For real. Shit.
My daddy, he said, you better not fuck. You gonna be hungry again.
Yep. Motherfuckers sitting around there holding their booty cheeks together, running out the fort. Be like, oh, I'm hungry again. I get a mitt. Oh, shit. Oh, excuse me. Damn, did my computer go off? All right. Well, shit, I got to, like I said, y'all got the number. I'm about to turn this shit up a little bit. Julia, are you going to sleep?
Oh, no, I ain't going to sleep.
Did you finish what you was doing?
No, I ain't finished it all the way. I got to see the other one, too. If it ain't too
how
late.
How many did you do? I'm up. I ain't doing shit.
I did three.
Oh, so you made three more?
Yeah.
Hell no.
No, seriously. I did for real.
Okay. So what you just trying to do those seven or you trying to do the do more?
Well, I was doing
more than those.
Yeah, because I was doing the seven for the mixtape, but I forgot I'm gonna have to do the my originals, you know.
Well, we just do the mixtape. We'll do the mixtape stuff first, so that'll be out the way, and then we'll get up on the stuff that we gotta sell.
Okay.
She done nominated me her manager and stuff like that. I'm sitting up here.
So
like,
you already know. You supposed to already be there.
I'll be there. It's to be there. Nah, I mean we. I'm going to do the best job a manager can do. But I get stuck. I'll be somewhere and be like, hold on, let me call Al.
That's cool.
The best that you can do is fall in love.
I don't know where that came from.
Okay, see, that's what it is. See, when you deal with crazy people and they your family and your friends, that's the kind of shit to come out.
To go!
Motherfucker start screaming all kind of little shit.
To go!
Man, I ain't gonna... Yeah, I ain't gonna never be depressed. If I want to make myself laugh, I look in the mirror, I tell jokes, and I jump on the other side of the mirror and I laugh. Yeah, I'll be bullshitting. I'm my own motivator. I mean, nobody can make me happy, man.
Well, that's me too, because I, like I was telling Julie, I say I got four walls of fun. I fuck around and make some music on one wall. I got turntables on another wall. Got video games on the wall, and I got my videos on another wall.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get tired of doing this, I just move on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I get tired of all this shit, I just play some video games. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, it ain't nothing for me to be bored about, really. Unless all this shit is really boring the fuck out of me. Now I do some other shit. But, in any case, man. Julie, well, let me see. I might send you that track. I got this. But goddammit, didn't I just send you a track, Rail?
Mm-mm.
The one that, yes, I did.
No, it's been over. You sent me a track 2 months ago.
No, I sent you the track that you want to wrap off with, the one that Confetti did.
Mm-mm.
on his drop.
Mm-mm. You ain't sending no more track. I only got the one you sent me two months ago.
And which one was that?
The one, you know, the one you be playing.
That's the one that Confetti did his drop on.
Oh yeah, but you sent that 2 months ago. You ain't sent nothing since then.
Okay, I'll send you another one.
I thought you was talking about recent. No, ain't got no recent.
Wait a minute.
Nothing. I mean,
whoa, hold on. The first track I remember, what was that track that I sent you?
The wrong one. You sent the wrong one first, and then you sent the right one.
Yeah, I sent the other one.
Yeah,
I sent you the one that Confetti did his drop on.
Yeah, you sent me that one a month ago. Right after you sent the wrong one, you sent the right one.
Okay, a month ago, or you said 2 months ago. I knew it wasn't a whole 2 months.
Yeah, it was a whole 2 months.
No, that was in the middle of, that was the beginning of December.
You want to make another bet?
He said when you sent the wrong one, it was 2 months, I think.
Yeah,
I
so he said the wrong
you,
one first.
I ain't betting you nothing else because... I don't want my bet. And I ain't trying to lose no bet.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Because
you are evil, so you don't want to lose now.
I don't want to lose your love.
Don't want to lose. I don't want to lose your love.
Hey, is Freddie Jackson still alive that he passed? Did he check out?
Yep.
Hmm.
I think he went out before Luther.
No, he didn't. He was still here. Freddie's still here, man. Freddie gets real skinny and stuff. Freddie's still around. Maybe
maybe he is still around, but he was looking.
Looking frail.
He was looking like Luther.
He
remember
real
Luther died, he was shriveling. I think dude was shriveling too, though.
Shit, Luther ended up in a wheelchair.
Man. Oh, well.
Yeah, he was all the way out. He couldn't talk no more or nothing. I mean,
man,
he couldn't even sing no more.
Man, well, you know, they was munching on carpet, so, you know, I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but, you know, back then, there wasn't nothing that you could do to get saved from that shit. You know what I mean? So, now it's like, it's crazy. Anyway, let me see what I could do for y'all real quick.
Yeah, I think Freddie still be singing with Melba Moore.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Both, you know, she's still out there too, Melba Moore.
Melba Moore is, that's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
She a freak like a motherfucker too. But.
Gotta be the freak of the way.
Let me see. about to call you. I'll probably call all y'all back on the phone. If we get everybody on there, and then I'll try to send y'all what I got so far, just so y'all can have something to fuck with.
But don't worry about me tonight. I'm finna go to sleep. Go and get up. I'll get with you tomorrow, the next day. I'm tired, man. I'm finna lay down.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm
I gotta get up at 8. I gotta get up at 8 a.m. Go to that job one more time.
I'm so glad I'm my own boss. I don't have to do nothing unless I want to do it. Nah.
Mm-hmm. And you can send you whatever you want me to have, because it ain't even got to be that long. I'm just doing drops and intros and stuff, and you can pick whatever you like the best to play.
No, I mean, it's good. I mean, like, all you got to do is do an intro or shoot. It's just like my son. You see what he says? Oh, you rocking with Keith Scratch on West Coast Wednesday? Ah! You know, it ain't, that's all you got to do. You can do that, or it ain't like you got to put a damn rap song together or nothing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so that's all you
got
to do.
But Chris got studio equipment, so my voice is going to be clear. So why?
Well, tell him he needs to do one, too. I ain't playing no more of his song.
You're the one.
All right, I'm going to send y'all something to do it, because all them goddamn instrumentals I play on the song when we be talking in the background.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. They sound good. You ain't got to do nothing new.
And that one song, I did start doing my barbecue again, so it'll be ready for the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one song, that one track, you were like, you got to do my barbecue again.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm about to do that. This is hard as fuck too. I just want to finish too. I got one more verse to do. I want y'all. I'll probably send it to you just so you can hear that motherfucker. But I ain't gonna put it out until the summertime again.
That's
the one. Mm-hmm.
Cause people gotta play.
Oh yeah, this shit is fucking crazy. That shit was just, you know, plenty of drinking on the food that you need. Breach the covers and some blunts. We got plenty of weed. Nah, this is way different. Yeah, this is way different. All right, y'all. Well, I'll let y'all later on. I'm going to send, Rev, I'll send you something tomorrow. I'm going to see what I get with you, sweet pea. 86, where you at, man? 86.
Well,
all right,
y'all. Good night.
All right, good night. Hey, and I'll call you. I'll call you in a minute. Julie, I'll call you in a minute. Motherfucking Buddha Ali, where you at? Want to say good night or something? Or bye bye. All these niggas, boy. Sleepy time. Love y'all. True West. We out.
All right. True West. Yeah.